please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We've got a new best friend this morning. He's spokesperson Matt Jenkins, HIV STD Community Services Health Manager with Mecklenburg County. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Some couples don't like to use condoms. Either the woman doesn't want it, because it's not always the man.
No, it's not.
What do we say? What's the response? Because the man will say, here we go, I don't like using them.
Well, what I would say is, well, let's go get tested. Let's start with an HIV test so that we both will know our HIV status. And if after our test we choose not to use condoms, then there are other options such as PrEP. And PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a pill that you can take once a day, every day, that will prevent you up to 90% from acquiring HIV. The drawback to that is it does not protect you from other sexually transmitted infections.
Remember syphilis?
Yes.
And it's
syphilis
a stepchild,
is on the rise.
Right? It's not the stepchild anymore?
No, it's not. Syphilis is back. So, I mean, we encourage prevention options, prevention methods, and obviously condoms is very effective. So what I would say for individuals that have issues with using condoms, start with an HIV test so both parties will know their HIV status. Stick with one partner. Get tested often to ensure that you stay negative.
How often?
I would say every 3 to 6 months. If you're just meeting someone, definitely every 3 to 6 months until you feel 100% comfortable with that person to know that this is who you want to be with. And then you can have conversations with the individual about not using condoms.
Okay. I've heard another theory, though. If you're married and been married for a couple of years, you might want to do one of those HIV tests.
We encourage testing. The CDC recommends that everyone between ages of 13 and 64 get an HIV test at least once in their life. And for individuals who fall into high-risk categories, they encourage testing more often. And those high-risk categories include men who have sex with men, individuals with more than one sex partner, intravenous drug users, or any substance abuse users. We encourage to get tested more often as well.
Guess who's here? It's Matt Jenkins, HIV STD Community Service Health Manager. What are some of the things that you have noticed over the years? Right, syphilis is up. What are some other trends that you're seeing?
Well, on a positive note, we have developed here in Mecklenburg County, we're working on developing an HIV prevention plan. It's called Getting to Zero Mecklenburg. And that plan started, I want to say, back in December of 2018, and there are three components to this prevention plan. It's education and testing, which helps us to get information into the community about the importance of testing and helping individuals to understand what prevention resources are also available. The second component is PrEP, where we want to increase access to PrEP for uninsured individuals that are at high risk for acquiring HIV. There are six clinics that we actually contract with to provide PrEP services for high risk uninsured. And individuals that might be interested in that can call 704-432-8378 to get more information about those clinics, or they can actually visit mechealth.org/PrEP. And the third component of the Getting to Zero plan is treatment as prevention. And that component, the earlier we can get individuals linked who've been diagnosed with HIV linked to care and get them on medication, they become virally suppressed, which reduces the likelihood that they can actually transmit the virus. Once the levels of HIV in the bloodstream is below a certain level, then you're less likely to transmit the virus. So that's why we encourage testing, get tested. If you're diagnosed, access care immediately or access care as quickly as possible. We have individuals within our program, a patient navigator, that can work with individuals one-on-one to get them linked to a provider to get established on medications.
And once we're tested positive, HIV positive, we might be a little apprehensive about telling the partners we've been with before.
Correct.
So will you make that phone call for us?
Yes. We have disease intervention specialists that do the partner notification. They do not disclose any information about the individual who may have provided the name. But all of that stuff is done anonymously. Well, not anonymously, but it's confidential.
Okay, so these major southeast cities and counties, such as Mecklenburg County, are still in this high rate of STDs and HIV infections. And a couple of years ago, they were talking about how high the rates are for school-age kids, teenagers.
Right now, we're seeing the age range ages 25 to 29 as being diagnosed at higher rates over the past 3 years. One out of four new diagnoses are among persons ages 25 to 29, with ages 30 to 39 being the second highest age group. We're also seeing an increase in individuals that are 50 and older. Get tested.
Remember that the stories were going around town? It's like, oh, those senior citizens in those retirement homes, they never believed in the condom and they still don't. Because who would think that you would get an STD when you're 60, 70, 80 years old?
And that's why education, you know, that's why keeping education before the community is so important, so that individuals will know that HIV is still an issue in our community. And so is other sexually transmitted infections, and prevention options are available. But if we don't know, then we won't do anything to protect ourselves. So education is key. That's why I'm so excited about the HIV prevention plan, the Getting to Zero plan, because it does give us these three options available. And, you know, it's not just the health department. It's a collaboration between the health department and community partners as well. There's some about 5 to 10 community partners that have been at the table since the inception to help develop this HIV prevention plan.
What if we're friends with our physician and we're just a little apprehensive about getting tested in his or her office? Can we come to your office?
You can come to the health department. The health department offers free HIV testing. We have two locations, one in the northwest part of town, 2845 Bates Ford Road. And then in the southeast part of town, it's 249 Billingsley Road, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 to 11, and then 1 to 5, and then on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1, and then again from 3 to 7. And you can come into what we call our fast track clinic, and you don't even need an appointment.
Ooh. So, that's a new word for walk-in, huh?
Yes. There's really no excuse to not get tested. And we also offer testing in about 20 different community sites, some of which are substance abuse centers, homeless shelters. The Urban Ministry is one of the homeless shelters that we actually provide testing in. RAIN, which is Regional AIDS Interface Network, we provide testing there on Wednesday nights, where individuals can come in and actually get a test at no cost. So, and if you want more information about where you can get an HIV test, then of course you can call 704-432-8378 or 704-432-TEST.
And then we could jump online. It's mechhealth.org/prep.
Mechhealth.org. And then you can click on the STI link. But if you want more information about PrEP, then it's mechhealth.org/prep.
Got it. And we have to come to you instead of you coming to us as an organization, or can you come speak?
We can come and speak. We can come out and provide information and education. We have health educators on staff that will be more than happy to come out and provide HIV prevention or STI information to any particular group that's interested in learning more about HIV and STIs.
Because the younger you are, and maybe not, you hear stories and you want to believe these stories, but are they really true? Like, is oral sex considered sex? And can you contract anything?
You can contract HIV and some STIs from oral sex.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
All right. Wow.
Education is critical because, as you indicated, there's still a lot of myths out there. So education is critical. And again, testing is the first step.
Okay.
Know your status.
Know your status. We need a t-shirt. Do you guys have t-shirts that say that?
No, we don't.
But that would be kind of cool,
right? It would be cool. Know your status.
Okay, Matt, let's talk about condoms just a little bit further. Okay, because some people say, I don't like to use them. Oh, it takes away the sensation, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's got an excuse. So what kinds are there?
There are a variety of different condoms that you can actually get. Our program provides condoms to different areas of the community through our condom distribution program. There are female condoms. A lot of individuals are not aware that there are actually female condoms that you can actually get for the man who does not want to use a condom. There is a female condom that can be used. There are also non-latex condoms for individuals that are sensitive to latex. So just come by the health department or contact 704-432-8378 and ask about the different types of condoms that are available through the health department.
Because there's some that you don't carry that are out there, like what?
There's some of the ultra thin condoms that we may not have, that we may be able to direct you as to where you can get them. If you just have questions about condom usage in general, just give us a call and we'd be more than happy to sit down and have a conversation with you.
And then there's a condom made out of lamb.
Yes, lamb skins.
Small lamb. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Okay. You got to make fun of this stuff because, you know, it's so serious. So I didn't know there was a female condom. Am I the only one who didn't know that?
No, you're not the only one that did not know that. But there are female condoms. Yes.
I won't do the graphics right now, but we can Google it.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Matt Jenkins, we want to thank him, our HIV Community Service Health Manager and spokesperson for Mecklenburg County. You can go now, mechhealth.org. Just hit that little, click that little STI link right there. Or you can call 704-432-8378. Thank Rebecca and Tanisha and Leo. Y'all got a nice crew over there.
Yeah, it's a good group of people.
We need to keep safe.
Yes,
know your status.
We do. Get tested. And use condoms.
Darn it. You got some free ones?
Yes, we do. You can get condoms for free at the health department.
Thank you. Gracias.
You're quite welcome.
De nada. Arigato. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back. This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Sweet strawberry icing.